Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 12 is coming up. Welcome to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall. I'm your host for this musical podcast in which we celebrate the great blues music originating from Portland, Oregon and the surrounding area. I'd like to say welcome back to those of you who are returning listeners and have been listening throughout the show's long and tenured history. Those of you who are new to the show, I welcome to you too, and I hope you enjoy it and that you keep coming back and that you tell your friends. This is show number 12, and for today's show, we're going to be reviewing music by folks we've played before on the show. We don't have new artists to feature this week, but you know, the folks we've featured in the past, they all have such a lot of great music that we're not short for material this week. I will say, next week, we will have some new material, new artists, and it's some exciting stuff, and that's all that I'm going to say. Later on in the show, we'll be doing a giveaway. Yes, another CD giveaway. And so you want to listen for that. That's exciting. And it'll be a preview of another cool thing coming up soon in the show. So, you know, let's start off with a tune from, in fact, the Jim Meese Band. Now, back in show number 7, I think I'm right about that, but you know, my history isn't that great. But I think in show number 7, we featured the Jim Meese Band. Yeah, we did. From their CD entitled Blues, Cars, and Electric Guitars. They have other CDs, in fact, and I'm going to play a cut from an earlier CD. This is from their album entitled Blues for Christopher. And this song I like because, first of all, it's a good one. But also, it features on keyboards and lead vocals Mr. Dover Weinberg. And if you recall, 2 shows ago, we played a couple tunes by Mick Clark from the 80s. And Dover was playing keyboards on those. And I don't know if I made enough of a big deal about the fact that This is one of our premier keyboard players in town, and he's got a history like so many other of our fantastic artists. And I don't. Somebody asked after the show in a follow-up email, who was that on keyboards on that Mick Clark cut? And so I didn't underline it enough that that was Dover. And he does another great job on this tune. There is also some guitar work on this track as well. But Dover's singing the lead vocals and takes a very nice piano solo. And so without any more talk, let's hear the Jim Meese Band with Too Tired.
Night I was too tired to wake. I had a chill this morning. I was too tired to shake. Had a good poker hand, too tired to win. I could hear my baby knocking, too tired to let her in. I'm tired, I declare I'm tired. Well, don't shake me, you might wake me. I'm too tired for anything. Too tired to walk, I'm too tired to run. I can hear my baby calling, but I'm too tired to come. Yeah, yeah, babe, I'm too tired. Well, don't shake me, you might wake me. I'm too tired for anything. Well, I'm tired of prosperity, I'm tired of luck. I'm sitting on a pin, I'm too tired to get up. Yeah, yeah, babe, I'm too tired. Well, don't shake me, you might wake me. I'm too tired for anything. Let's walk it. Thank you.
to catch a fire. I would jump all about with the window wide open. I would roll right out. Yeah, yeah, babe, I'm too tired. Well, don't shake me, you might wake me. I'm too tired for anything. Yeah, now don't shake me, you might wake me. Too tired for anything.
Midnight snack. Don't need no pat on the back. So if you think I'm grumbling, it's just 'cause I'm hungry for my baby's love. I just can't get enough of it. Sometimes I'm slow and sometimes I'm fast. Sometimes I can't hardly go, 'cause I'm running out of gas. So if you see me stumbling, it's just 'cause I'm hungry for my baby's love, my baby's love. And it don't take no uranium to make this power plant glow. No, no. If my heart starts cooling, can't be fooling around. It's got to be high test love, don't you know? So if you see me pallid and gray, maybe it's just because I'm fading away. Ain't good for nothing if I'm hungry for my baby's love. Just can't get enough.
Goldfarb with a song called Hungry for My Baby's Love. That's from his Up to My Neck CD, which was released in 2004. I like that tune. It's a very bluesy ballad, but it has a somewhat unique chord progression that makes it a really intriguing song to listen to, and some very tasty guitar there from Delmark. Prior to Delmark Goldfarb, we heard the Jim Meese Band with Too Tired, and that featured Dover Weinberg on vocals and keyboards, and some very tasty stuff there. That song, I should say that CD, by the way, entitled Blues for Christopher. The Christopher is Jim Meese's son, Christopher Meese, who unfortunately and tragically died at a very early age, near infancy, from a very rare respiratory condition. And a lot of a lot of support welled up in the community when this happened. There were benefit concerts done. There was a lot of media coverage. And, you know, if anything good came out of such an unfortunate tragedy, it's that the Cascade Blues Association here created a scholarship fund in a memorial for Christopher. And it's given out to benefit students who are going on to pursue music studies, and the Cascade Blues Association is regularly raising funds to benefit that scholarship. And speaking of which, if I'm not mistaken, the Muddy Awards Hall of Fame CD that I featured a song from in, please hold for me, it's in show number 10, I think. Yeah, that's right. In show number 10, I played a song by Duffy Bishop and Janice Scroggins. That's from the CBA Muddy Awards Hall of Fame CD. And sales of that CD benefit that fund for Christopher Meese's scholarship. And so that's yet another reason to go out and pick up that CD. So look at the show notes for show number 10 if you want to check out the CD. There's a link to that. Next, we're going to play a song by an artist named Walker T. Ryan, who comes out of Eugene primarily. Walker has been up here to Portland, though, and recently played a Cascade Blues Association monthly meeting. He's a tasty solo acoustic artist. And this is a song, this is one of those dark brooding type tunes. It's from his Underdog American Music CD. The song is called Werewolf Blues.
What's all this red meat in this deadbeat neighborhood? What am I doing here? He said, my guess is this ain't good. Things I don't understand, blood on my lips, blood on my hands. I cannot think, what did I do? Running down the road, running from the werewolf blues. Child cries out in the night, mom and dad deny the fright, but the child already knows the verse and rushes to embrace its curse. Screams no one ever hears, they block their eyes, they break their ears. Oh, helpless, helpless, what to do? Wake up screaming, you've been dreaming about the werewolf blues. Werewolf beneath the bed. You lie there in your fear and dread, remembering what your granny said. You know you hear them. No one said this would be a lark. You gotta find your demons in the dark and take along your dancing shoes. By the midnight moon, you'll be dancing out the werewolf blues. By the damp light of the moon, dancing out the werewolf blues.
That's right, baby. me, mama, Kokomo me right. Kokomo, your baby like you did the other night. Ooh, baby, Kokomo me all night long. Please, mama, I want you to Kokomo me all night long. You know one and one is two, two and two is four. I'm crying, baby, don't you wanna go?
Northern Blues CD, Ocean or a Teardrop. That song was originally written and performed by Mississippi Fred McDowell, and it gets a very nice updating here. David Jacob Strain is another artist who comes out of Eugene, and in fact, his mentor early on was none other than Walker T. Ryan, who you heard just before. This CD was produced by a gentleman named Kenny Passarelli, who I can't help but smile when I see his name on so many blues recordings these days, because my first association with him was, I'll shamefully admit, he was Elton John's bass player briefly in the 70s, and yeah, I was an Elton John fan. And so, but Kenny Passarelli has gone on, certainly gone further in his career, and has become a multi-instrumentalist, but more importantly, a producer, and a very deft producer, doing some great work with not only David Jacob Strain, but also Otis Taylor. And he plays bass on this recording. He also contributes some Hammond B3 and other keyboard tracks as well. So this is a very worthwhile CD to have. David does some great work, and it's almost all original songwriting on here, except of course for the tune I just played and a few others. Again, before David, you heard Walker T. Ryan with his song Werewolf Blues from his Underdog American Music CD. Next, we're going to hear something from, again, it's an artist that you've heard previously on the podcast. This is Steve Chesbro, who I've talked about as a guy who has been a real student of original blues artists, going back, you know, way back to the real historical roots of the blues in the 20s and 30s. This song of his is no exception. This comes from his CD called Outstanding Blues. He's a confident guy, but it pays off. And this is a song by Furry Lewis originally called Turn Your Money Green. And Steve provides some great liner notes in his CD about this song. He says, Memphis bluesman Furry Lewis created this unusual, beautiful song in 1928, and it really is unusual for a blues. If you listen to the pattern that goes behind this song on the guitar, it's unique, it's unusual, and it makes it a real keeper. So here we go, Steve Chesbro with Turn Your Money Green.
If you follow me, baby, I'll turn your money green. Find me, baby, I'll turn your money green. Show you more money than Rockefeller ever seen. If the river was whiskey and I was a duck, the river was whiskey and I was a duck, I'd dive to the bottom, Lord, and I wouldn't come up. All she gives me is trouble, I'm troubled all the time. All she gives me is trouble, I'm troubled all the time. I've been in trouble so long, trouble don't worry my mind. I've been down so long, it seemed like up to me. Down so long till it seemed like up to me. But a woman I love, she don't quit pulling me. Yeah, the woman I love, she's so far away. Say, the woman I love, she's so far away. But the woman I hate, I see her every day. Talk about me, baby, you know I'm an honest man. Talk about me, baby, you know I'm an honest man. I give my woman so many dollars to tear her apron strings. Baby, I'll turn your money green. Follow me, baby, and I'll turn your money green. I'll show you more money than Rockefeller ever seen.
Thank you. way too hard to sleep. The street won't quiet down in these hotel rooms are so cheap. There's a couple fighting loudly right next door, and it's making me think how much I miss you, baby, and your love is so sweet. I need a love transfusion from you, 'cause you're my doctor of love. Well, I went to see the doctor, diplomas on the wall. Well, I told him, Doc, I ain't feeling very good. What's the meaning of it all? Well, he hemmed and hawed and stuttered, shook his head and paused. Finally, he just shrugged and told me I should call and get a love transfusion from you, 'cause you're my doctor of love.
That's the Richard Day Reynolds Band with Doctor of Love from their It's Not Easy CD, which came out in 2001. Three shows ago, I played a tune by the Richard Day Reynolds Band from their earlier CD, which was a live one called Live at the Deluxe. And I knew they had a studio record out and wanted to get a hold of it, and finally did. And so I thought I would feature this track as well. There's some great harmonica play in there by Warren Kuchera. And also a very tasty keyboard solo, organ solo, by Frankie Redding. Now, Frankie Redding is an interesting story. He's got a long history of playing around town. He also plays frequently with Norman Sylvester, who you've heard on the podcast before. But about 2-3 years ago, maybe longer than that, Frankie was quite ill with kidney troubles, and it was determined that the only way he was going to survive was to get a kidney transplant. His kidneys were on the way out, and so things were pretty dire, and going the usual route of looking for a donor was not going well, until finally a local fan named Jan Biskoner volunteered to donate a kidney to Frankie, and they went through the standard checking, compatibility, blood tests, and all that. It was determined that they were a match, and that Jan could provide this amazing, you know, gift to Frankie. And they went through the operation, and it went well. Frankie is, as far as I know, he's healthy as a horse, as they say these days, and back to playing music, and that is great news, and you know, amazing that that Jan felt she could make that sacrifice, and kudos to her for doing that. That's how deep the fan appreciation goes here in Portland. We give up our organs for our musicians. And ironically, of course, Frankie does play the organ, so I won't go there. Anyway, before Richard Day Reynolds' band, you heard Steve Chesbrough with a song from his outstanding blues CD. That's pretty sneaky, isn't it? That if you end up announcing his CD, you say, it's from his outstanding blues CD. It just automatically receives praise. The song was Furry Lewis's Turn Your Money Green, and the cover of this CD is great. He made a very vintage-looking cover, so it looks like one of the promo sheets for the old-fashioned, really for the race records that were out in the, I'm going to say, 30s and 40s. Anyway, nicely done with that cover art, Steve. Now, we're going to go to an artist who we featured way back in show number 2. Her name is Mary Flower, and I talked a little about Mary's story, what brought her to Portland, but so we'll skip that and just fast forward to her current record, which is called Bywater Dance. And I previously in show number 2 played a song from this CD called Last Kind Word Blues. I don't think, if I can recall correctly, I don't think when I played this tune previously that I made much mention of how the CD was recorded. And so I just want to point out, especially given which song I'm playing next, that she went to New Orleans, in fact, to record this CD. It was done in May of 2005, so she just managed to beat, the Katrina and everything that went with that. But she got some pretty amazing guest artists to contribute to this CD, including Henry Butler and John Cleary. On this track, you'll hear some pretty fine piano work from John Cleary. But the song overall is just a great one. If you don't tap your foot to this one, have those foot muscles examined. This is Mary Flower from her Bywater Dance CD, and the song is New Orleans Hopscop Blues.
Great big old southern town where hospitality you will surely find. The population there very fair in everything they do. White folks do it too when they got a dance. Surely it's something rare there. Yes, and you glide and you dance and you prance. Lord, Lord, I said hopscotch blues will make you do a lovely shake. It'll make you feel so grand. Now you go hand in hand. I'll never get tired of dancing those hopscotch and you slide, and
Once again, Mary Flower with New Orleans Hopscotch Blues from her Bywater Dance CD. What a great representation there of the New Orleans style of music. Just Mary just settles right into it. And you've got John Cleary's piano there. You've also got a horn section, which is just perfectly in keeping with the style. You've got clarinet, trumpet, trombone, and sousaphone, and they just play those lingering lines, and it just makes the song. So if you don't have the CD, this is one that you need. And you know, it occurred to me, I apologize to Mary, I guess, for not coming back to her sooner, but just the other day I was talking with Lloyd Jones about something that I'll come back to in a second. But Lloyd Jones, no less than, you know, one of the great luminaries of our blues scene, asked me, have you heard Mary Flower? Have you heard this lady? I heard her at, I forget what venue he ended up hearing her at, but he was just raving. And so he definitely appreciates what she's doing, and deservedly so. That's going to do it. I know that was only 7 songs, and I usually try to squeeze in 8, but that's what we had for this week. However, I set aside a little time to talk about what's coming up. I mentioned a giveaway, and I'll come to that in a second, but I want to tell you that in 3 weeks... 3 weeks from today's show, we will be doing our first spotlight show, and that's going to be with none other than Lloyd Jones. He's going to come out to the PDX Bluescast studios, bring his guitar, we'll do a little talking, do a little playing, and see what else comes up. And I'm very excited about it, that it's very cool that Lloyd's willing to do it. And as part of that, we want to give away on that show one of Lloyd's CDs, and of course we'll get him to autograph it as well. And we're going to start the giveaway contest today because I know from experience that we need to give everybody a little bit of time to respond to these things. And so here's your chance. I'll give you a little question to answer and get back to me. And by the time we do that Lloyd Jones Spotlight show, I'll have a bunch of names. Right, I'm going to have a bunch of names to draw from and choose a winner. I'll have Lloyd do the drawing. In any case, here's your question. This is not a difficult question. Do your research and get back to me. So here's the question. In the 1980s, Lloyd was in a band. He really co-led a band with Curtis Salgado. What was the name of that band? Huh? It's not that hard. The information is readily available, I'll just tell you that. And so, send in your responses, the name of the band that Lloyd was in with Curtis Salgado, and how do you do that? Well, just send me email, letters@pdxbluescast.com. Send your answer in an email to me, and I'll enter you in the drawing for the Lloyd Jones CD. You can get in touch with me a couple other ways, but use that email address for the contest entries. And then, of course, you can use it for other feedback suggestions as well. But also for your feedback suggestions, notes of interest, you can go to the website, www.pdxbluescast.com, and post your comments on the blog there. You can also send us voicemail. And yes, this is a long-distance number, from Portland anyway, but don't forget that most cell phone plans have free long distance, and so it's covered. And so, in order to contact me and leave us voicemail, you just dial 206-203-3PDX. That's 206-203-3739. Leave a voicemail, and unless you tell me not to, I'll play that on the air because it's fun to hear that kind of feedback. Did I have anything else to tell you? I don't think I did. And so I will just say, come on back next week. It's going to be another good show. I do have, like I told you, there'll be some new material to play on that show, and I'm pretty excited about it. It's some cool stuff. So come on back for that. Get yourself on our Frapper map. Just go to the website at www.pdxbluescast.com and look for that Where Are We graphic. Add yourself to the map. It's fun to see where people are listening from. Thanks to everybody who's gotten in touch recently to let me know how you feel about the show. Keep contacting me, and I will keep working on catching up with responding to people. I think that'll do it for this week's show. I look forward to hearing and seeing you next week. And gosh, before I forget, I better tell you, get out there to the clubs. Hear these artists. That's what they need, and that's what you need. Admit it. You need a shot of blues. And so go out and hear some blues this weekend. It's how we support these people, and we keep this whole blues thing going. So that's enough. I'm your host, Pat McDougall. This is PDX Bluescast. I look forward to bringing you some more blues next week. And until then, keep the blues alive.